Good day, North Pole. I'm Elf Stacy, and today is September 25th. Today's Christmas story will be Chapter 5 of Lucrece Beale's Santa and the Pigwidgeon. Autumn is officially here, and the temperature has dropped to negative 23 degrees Celsius. The sun set yesterday, and we've entered into 12 days of twilight before complete darkness. Your commute looks good for the most part. We have a report of a stalled Zamboni in the middle lane of westbound Ice 580 at Tinsel Boulevard. Please use caution near that section or find an alternate route to work. I got an email from Coach Elf Russell that the first ice hockey game of the season is this evening. North Pole High will be playing Canada's Ellesmere Island High at 6 p.m. in the gymnasium. He invites everyone to come out and cheer the home team. Go Kittywakes! If you have news you'd like me to read on the air, please send me an email to elfstacyrose@aol.com. Now we can get to the continuation of our story. Chapter 5, The Sop Choppy Fairy. Claus sat up and rubbed his nose. Patrick Tweedleknee stood before him at 2 feet tall. The little elf's legs were bowed. His nose was pointed. Woolly eyebrows drooped over his fierce blue eyes. Bristles of red hair sprang straight up from his head. Claus laughed. He thought he had never seen so comical a figure. Tweedleknees brandished his firefly flashlight and hollered, "You're trespassing on private property, sir. I'd like to know what's so funny about that." Claus said hastily, "I am sorry. I was looking for the Sop Choppy River and the elf who runs the ferry."
"I am the elf," said Tweedleknees. "I am the captain of the ferry."
"But," asked Claus, "where is the river?"
"You're sitting on it," replied Tweedleknees grumpily.
Claus jumped to his feet in alarm. He peered at the ground. The first light of day had now come, but he could see no river, not even a puddle.
"It's an underground river," said Tweedleknees huffily.
"You are sitting on the entrance."
He kicked aside a layer of sod. There was a trap door. He lifted the door and flashed his light into a great hole. At the bottom was a river. Anchored there was a flimsy raft made of thousands and thousands of matchsticks.
"That," announced the elf, "is the Sop Choppy River Fairy. Now may I inquire who you are and what you're doing poking into business that is no concern of yours?"
"But it is my business," declared Claus.
He told Tweedleknees how a curse had escaped from a mysterious black purse left in his keeping, and how all the children of the land had fallen into a sleep from which they could not be wakened, and how he had found a key marked Pigwidgeon in the purse.
"I have set out to destroy the Pigwidgeon, whoever or whatever he is," finished Claus, "and I have heard you are the one who can tell me what I need to know."
"The Pigwidgeon is the strongest power on earth," said the elf. "You can never destroy him."
"Nevertheless," said Claus, "I shall try."
"Centuries ago, the Pigwidgeon laid a curse on the elves," said Tweedleknees. "Since then, if the light of sun or moon falls on an elf, he will turn to ashes. All except me. I was swimming under the Sop Choppy River at the time. I am very good at underwater swimming, and I escaped the curse. All other elves must live underground and can be reached only by my fairy."
"Where will I find the Pigwidgeon?" asked Claus.
"No elf has ever seen him. He lives behind walls in a land of frost and never-ending snow," answered the elf.
"I will go there," said Claus.
"You are braver than you look to be," said Tweedleknees grudgingly. His nose seemed to grow sharper. His red hair turned more fiery.
"No one is braver than I am," he declared belligerently. "I will go with you."
"Then let us be off," said Claus.
"We will need weapons," said Tweedleknees.
"What kind of weapons?" asked Claus.
"Special ones. The elves will make them. Come, don't dally so," answered the elf.
He gave the unsuspecting Claus a shove, and they both tumbled down the hole to the Sop Choppy River Fairy. That's it for Chapter 5, elves. Be sure to join me next time for Chapter 6, entitled Four Gifts. As always, this Elfcast has been brought to you by Santa's Letter Office. The deadline to request a letter from Santa is December 12th at writtenbysanta.webs.com. That's writtenbysanta.webs.com. I'm Elf Stacy. Good day, North Pole.